Hey, and welcome back to the tea. Happy tax week. If you are watching or listening, you should have already paid your taxes by now.
Yeah, I think it's just tax day, which is Monday.
No, yeah.
Today's Tuesday.
Yeah, today is Tuesday. It's over. Tax day is over. So I hope you paid your taxes.
If you didn't, we'll see you in prison. Wait. Hope you like orange.
Yeah. I hope it's your color. And I was like, nobody's going to say this, but yeah, I did wake up with a family of cold sores this morning. And I think that either my body is reacting to the stress of tax day being over, or it's just trying to fight off the rest of the sickness that I've had for 3 years now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with tax day.
Tax day. You know what's wild to me is that there's people who live on this earth, a lot of people. Well, yeah. I don't want to say, like, in America.
Yeah.
Who, like, love tax time. Who, like, because they get a bunch of money.
No, I know. I
like to report I'm not one of those people.
Yeah, I'm not either. And I know
those
people.
Shout out to the self-employed.
You know what? I have been that person before, but I'm not anymore.
Wow.
You have, like, a little bug flying around you. What's happening? Do I have bugs in my house?
It's like a gnat.
Yeah, it is. No, yeah. No, didn't love it, and really waited till the very last minute, and honestly was really coming in, like, scrounging for, I wasn't scrounging, like, there are just things that I didn't report, like, initially to my accountant.
Yeah.
And was like, okay, hang on.
Yeah.
There is a gnat just flying around you.
Oh, I just saw it.
It's right there. What is happening? We're in the middle of something.
So rude.
Anyways,
she's
I was
like a hater.
Yeah. Our enemies are in the room
with
us.
Literally.
Yeah.
So shout out to the self-employed.
Mm-hmm. And to our accountant.
Shout out Michelle. I would have ran accounting.
Yeah. No, honestly, like, I feel like I need to bring her lunch.
Yeah.
For probably the next month.
I owe her a gift card for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know they take the whole rest of the week off.
As she should.
No, I know. I would take a month.
I hope she's on vacation somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope she's on vacation.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. I mean, some people, like, you're listening to this right now and you're like, I can't relate to you. Mm-hmm. And for those people, I'm so happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope you got your W-2s and you put them in and it mm-hmm. said, like, 5,000 back. And you were like, woohoo! And you bought a new refrigerator.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, okay.
Fighting for my life.
I've got to pay my taxes. And then at the same time, my microwave breaks, my refrigerator's breaking down, which only means it's all about to go down. And then
what?
You got to pay your taxes.
Yeah.
First.
If you don't want to go to prison, and I don't really, like, understand taxes, and we've talked a lot about that.
Yeah.
My misunderstanding for taxes.
Yeah. Same.
But I am
I do not get it. I was reading the paperwork, and I was just like.
Oh, I don't even look at it.
No, I was looking at it, and I don't get it.
I don't even look at it. I just sign it.
No, I looked at it.
But, like, what do you get out of that?
Nothing. I was so confused. I did look at it. I did study it.
I looked at the first page and was just like,
okay, it looks right.
Okay.
Seems right.
Well, like, I just looked at the page where it tells you. I don't understand any of it. I'm like, where are you getting these numbers?
Yeah.
I don't understand where the numbers come
and,
from.
And, like, I guess the reason there was a bunch of stuff that I didn't write off at first, and then later was like, okay, I don't understand what a write-off is. I don't get it. I don't understand. And it's like, okay, it's anything that's for your business. And I'm
like,
okay, that could be so many things though.
But also, like, are you writing? Okay.
Because then it's like, okay, I work from home. So then it's like, okay, my whole house.
You should be able to write off your phone. Do you write off your phone?
Yeah.
And I think you should be able to write off your internet for sure, at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Power bill?
I don't know. I mean, this year? Based on my power bill alone?
And are you writing off, like, here's my question. Like, let's say, we really should have Michelle on the pod.
I know. We're going to bring her in.
If we're going to talk about taxes, Because like, okay, if you write something off, as you do for your business,
yeah.
Do you? This is a real question that I don't understand.
And as you should, I guess. No,
yes, and because like, yeah, like we be writing stuff off.
Yeah. Because like, there's so many things that you are purchasing and obviously yes. doing to make your business work.
Okay, so let's say, for example, you bought.
We're going to sound so dumb talking about this, but
I know.
Everyone's going to be like, they're so dumb. And we are.
Yeah, yeah. I never claimed to be an accountant. I have an accountant. No, I remember when I started my business and I called Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Michelle.
Again.
And I was like, I'm starting this business. What do I do? Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, how are you doing business? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, are you doing like QuickBooks? And I was like, I don't.
I'm not.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I was like, I just want to be so honest with you. I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never known what I was doing.
This is so crazy because I had this exact same conversation with her. The exact words.
Okay, yeah.
That you're like, saying. She probably thought, am I talking to Annabeth?
No. Literally, I'm like, I absolutely don't know what it means to run a business. I don't know anything. I don't want to. One thing I know for sure, this is 3 years ago. I'm like, I do not want to go to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, why would you go to prison? That's all I
know. No, people do.
People go to prison.
Every day.
That's why I'm calling you. I don't know.
She's yeah.
Like, are you doing something illegal? And I'm like, no, I don't know.
Am I?
It feels illegal. I don't know. And so this is a conversation I have with her. I've had with her every year since. And almost every time I see her, which is once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Which is once a week I see her and she's like, how you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
How am I doing?
What do you mean?
You tell me.
How am I doing? And it, yeah. So basically, so like, okay.
You see her as often as you see your therapist and it's kind of like, it's all coming, like meshing together. It's becoming one thing.
I do want to tell you, I had therapy yesterday.
Oh, good.
Two things about my therapy appointment yesterday.
You talked about your taxes.
The whole hour. The entire hour was about taxes and my finances.
Yeah.
The entire hour.
Wow.
But second point of that.
That's amazing.
The second point of that is, how healed am I?
How healed are you?
How healed am I that I'm talking to my therapist about my taxes?
Wow. She's healed and whole.
She's, well.
Yeah.
I mean, not all the way, but like.
No, that's good.
I ended that conversation like.
I'm so glad we had this conversation, but like.
She's like.
How did we get here?
Yeah. How did we get here? How do we get out? And like.
By the way, how did you start that conversation?
Well, she was just like.
She did her therapist thing.
How's your week? And she kind of brought it up because I talked to her about it a few weeks ago about how like, you know, trying to do taxes and I don't want to go to prison.
Yeah. And running a business.
And she like runs a business. Mm-hmm. She has like a few businesses.
Oh, okay.
She's like a therapist and she has like her own practice.
Mm.
Shout out Katrina.
Look at
her. She's a girl boss. And she does like yoga, has like a yoga studio.
That seems so on brand. I don't even know her, but it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She has like a lot of different things.
Yeah.
What she was telling me about, this is a little side note.
Yeah.
She was telling me about a few weeks ago that she has a lady. I don't want to sound ridiculous, but so I hope I'm saying this right. But basically she has a lady who is Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Who comes into her studio,
mm-hmm.
yoga place,
mm-hmm.
and does these like Native American circle spiritual.
Do we need to go?
Things. I don't know.
Should we try it?
I felt a little anti-Semitic.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to dive into something
that you don't know much about.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
about the spirits. And
Yeah.
It was feeling
like that.
Kind of like.
Spirity. I don't know what the word would be.
I don't know. Kind of like.
Like, we kind of only have one, and it's giving. It's holy.
It's the Holy Spirit. And this was giving, like, you know, Native Americans are very like.
Yes.
you know, but it did sound like, not for me.
Like people, like your ancestors and stuff. Yeah, like, well, it was just like people that have passed. Like, or like,
no,
I feel so dumb talking about that.
Actually, I was like, that's why I was like, I don't want to sound ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
But basically, it's like maybe drums. And she like does like a spiritual.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like I've seen this on reality TV.
Thing.
And yeah, we shouldn't do that.
But she, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But
she does it.
I think she does it. And she said it was just so interesting. She was just telling me about it. She was like inviting me to it.
Yeah, yeah.
She was just saying how interesting it was. And I don't know why. I feel like talking about that.
I feel like being around your therapist out in the wild, like what would that be like? You know? Like therapist in the wild. Like if you just ran into your therapist in the wild, is that, how would you feel?
Like, if I saw her, like, at Walmart?
Yeah. Or, like...
I think it'd be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, in my mind, I'm her favorite client.
Yeah.
You know? Like, she just so enjoys talking to me.
Yeah.
And I'm the light of her week.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, like...
That's why she put you on Monday.
Who's giving who therapy here?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I just
want to... Like, you wonder, like, if she, like, she leaves and, or she'll go home and be like, my client today.
She definitely does.
Like, let me tell you about my client.
She definitely does.
Even though I know they're not supposed to do that, but I'm sure she does.
She definitely does. And...
Why wouldn't she?
I just hope she thinks about me as much as I think about her.
Yeah.
Which is
all the time.
Like, but the moral of the story is, so I had therapy yesterday and all we talked about was.
She's not even my therapist and I think about her often.
Yeah.
I would say, like, if I was filling out a survey and it was like never, often, almost all the time, all the time, it would definitely be like that third one, almost all the time.
Mine's all the time.
Yeah.
And, but also, you know what? Like, of course, talk about her all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if you've been watching for any amount of time.
Yeah.
If you've seen one episode, you know I've talked about my therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I love my therapist. And.
And you got so lucky with that, too. You know, people will, like.
She was my first therapist.
Yeah, because people will, you know, jump around. I don't know. I've never been to therapy. Really?
See.
I need to.
The fact that you've never been to therapy.
No, I know.
You've never even tried it.
No, I know.
If you're today and you're like, even think maybe you should go to therapy, you should.
Yeah. I want to so bad.
If you've never thought about going to therapy, you should.
Yeah. No, I need therapy like I need water. And your girl's thirsty. Like,
I really think you would like my therapist. I don't know if that's like a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
It might be too much information about our family to hold for her.
Yeah.
If you were also going to therapy there.
But, yeah.
Like, okay, Jake went to therapy.
But she could talk to her therapist about it.
She has a therapist.
Yeah, and she could talk to if it was too an overload, she could carry
talk
that over.
Talk to her therapist about that.
Mm-hmm.
As she should.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she does. But, like, she definitely, at one point in our relationship, had to consult with her therapist about how to therapize me, for sure.
Yeah.
No, we talked a lot. It was a really good conversation about, like, your relationship to money. And, like, she said, I'm going to give you some free therapy. She was just, like, talking about how it's all in your relationship and how she's personally, like, walking through that, too, because she said she grew up really poor. And so, like, now having more money than she did growing up, how she's had to kind of adjust her, like, money mindset. And in her, like, research of that, the best advice that she has read about was treating money as your best friend.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay. Question mark?
Yeah.
And basically she was saying... I don't know what she was saying. But
okay.
That's what she said. So I'm going to meditate on that until I see her again.
Yeah.
She said stuff for sure.
It was there.
It was there, but I don't remember what she said about it.
Yeah.
But that's what she said. Treating money as your best friend. If I think about it some more, maybe I'll recall what she said.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not putting that together. Yeah. You're going to have to come back to the board on that one because I am interested. Because, I mean, I do think I've listened to different things about, like, your relationship to money and stuff like that. And I think, too, even, like, you know, in your marriage and stuff, like, you're coming from two different backgrounds mm-hmm. of, like, experiences that you had
right.
as kids. Mm-hmm. And what's wild is, like, we're so heavily impacted by the relationship that our parents had yes. with money. Mm-hmm. And, like, for me specifically, like, us separately had different experiences. And so then trying to, like, navigate that yeah. together. And then kind of throwing in, like, our own life experience of, like, decisions that we made mm-hmm. that affected us financially. Mm-hmm. And we'll affect us financially for several years.
Yeah.
And I don't take any of it back, but I think that, like, it, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to, that it all comes back to, like, if you have a little bit of money, you have a lot of money, your relationship to it, it will kind of, like, keep you in a cycle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing.
And it's hard to navigate.
It is hard to navigate, especially in a world where, like, you know, we've been in the last few years, like, so much inflation. And so it's like, mm-hmm. so it's almost like every year you're having to reset.
Yes.
The way you're treating mm-hmm. spending and, like, things like that, because mm-hmm. it's a whole new world. Like, yeah. everywhere you turn, like, things are changing.
And it's hard to take advice
yes.
from, you know, your parents or whoever that, like, grew up in such a different world. Or yeah. you were, like, they were having children in a different economic time.
Yes.
So, because even if both households are working, you might be blessed enough to have somebody to watch your kids if you have kids. Or...
Are you talking about both parents?
Yes. Did I say households?
Yes.
I meant both spouses.
Yes.
I didn't mean okay. households.
I felt like that's what you were
I'm
saying.
I'm sorry.
Is there? I thought that's what you were saying, but I just wanted to clarify.
I'm so sorry.
Clarify
no, we're that. Living in a community.
This yeah.
community living. So, like, as long as they're working and we're working, then, like,
you know. Everybody's fine.
I'm totally kidding.
Kinda.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the direction that this is gonna
going.
Be. Yeah. It's going
to
be.
Which, honestly, I feel like just to that point, really quickly, about, like, the way that we live our lives, like, we don't, okay, and I don't think we've talked about this. So, like, I have a business. Jessica has a business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not, we don't have the same business.
It's no.
Things. We've never clarified, like, what we do for
oh, right. Well, yeah. Well, kind of.
Yeah. So, and...
Which are two different things because she has employees underneath her. Mm-hmm. I'm fully self-employed. The only time that I would ever have an employee underneath me is if I have like an associate shooter coming with me for like a wedding and then I'm paying out that. But outside of that, I'm not paying any other employee.
Yeah.
So this is completely two different things. You're paying employees like.
Yeah.
They're not even the same.
Yeah.
But we are both like just self-employed.
Doing our best not to go to prison.
Both self-employed.
Yes.
Completely two different things.
But, and I mean, I'm going to say something and you can say like, no, I disagree with that, but I think we're on the same page about this is like the way that in our family unit, meaning like even mom and dad, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and then like me and my family and Jess and her family, the way that I look at it and feel about it is like, if one of us is doing good, like one of us isn't doing that good if we're all not doing good. This is the way I feel about life in general.
Okay.
And so it is like my goal and mindset that as much as we can like incorporate our like lives and like businesses and like families and kids together, however that looks like, mm-hmm. we can build each other up better.
Yeah.
And so that being said, like, Jess and I are always like, okay, what can we do? Or yeah. What can Jake and Caleb do? Or like, what are we all going to do jointly together
to make to, like, this thing,
to make it work?
Yeah.
Because I do feel like that's in 2024.
It's got to be the mentality.
It's got to be the mentality because you really kind of can't do it by yourself. I mean, you can, mm-hmm. but it's like, it's hard out here.
It's very hard out here. And I think yeah. we all can agree on that.
Yeah. Like community living. Like,
where are we at on that?
I mean, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not just community living, but like the way that God created humans was to live in community together,
mm-hmm.
sharing what you grow, what you, like everybody does their own thing, but like in sharing all together. Mm-hmm. And that's how the world has been for 2,000 years, more than 2,000, yeah. like always.
Well, I mean, and then that's like how businesses run.
Yeah.
Like and everybody so, has their own little part that they're playing that makes it all successful.
Yeah.
If you don't have, I mean, mom would say, like, you know, not to bring it back. This is a teens podcast. The amount of messages about like that they want teens to come on as a guest. But no, like if she's like, okay, this person called out at the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's like the whole thing is going to implode. And like, there has to be somebody that fills that spot to make the thing.
Yes.
Go.
But I think like what I'm getting at is like in a business, nobody cares about it more than you.
Yes.
As the owner of the business.
Right.
Or your family who's like walking alongside that with you.
Right.
So I, in my opinion, like, okay, somebody using the restaurant as an example, somebody calls out at the restaurant, that doesn't hurt them. It hurts like the business as a whole.
Right.
So if you have, and of course there's employees that are like family who like have that joint mindset of like,
yes, how can I help?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as much as you can like include, as hard as it is to work with family, as much as you include family that is like trustworthy
mm-hmm.
and like has the same ideals that you have and y'all can like join in that together, then that's like the most successful thing that you can have. And that not just one person is like doing well, but now we're all doing well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
That's my TED talk about business.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, back to just thinking about like our tax person and just kind of, and also I think it goes hand in hand with like your therapist.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe I had that because I've only been in the office one time. Every conversation that I've had is either over email or over the phone.
Wow.
I know. I think I've only been in there one time.
It's a stand-up comedy show every time.
Which, I mean, yeah, because I don't have to do payroll or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm telling you, every single time, I know, like, she has to think I'm crazy. Like, crazy, mm-hmm. crazy. But when I'm on the phone with her, I'm just kind of like, okay. Like, I'm talking to her like we have just, like, went on vacation together. Like, we are
same.
Buds. Yeah. Like, she knows me like you know me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And she's laughing.
Yeah.
We're cracking jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, we isn't me. And she's just kind of on the other end like, this is a real conversation I'm having right now.
Mm-hmm.
She has to be
yeah.
in amazement.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why, and I don't know if you're like this, but like I feel like any time that I'm having a conversation with somebody, customer service or like anybody,
mm-hmm.
Duke Energy,
yeah.
like I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
They may not even be able to speak English
yeah.
good.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I'm alone. And really, I'm just being myself.
Yes.
But I think they're just kind of like, this is not what I was expecting mm-hmm. out of this conversation. I mean, maybe they were expecting, you know, someone to be angry or.
Yeah. I've been that person, too.
Yeah. And that can happen.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I feel just like a strong urge to like be friends with whoever's on the other line.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, it's even more so like, I just want to be your favorite conversation of the day.
Yes.
Like I'm the light of your life.
Yes. And I don't know why, like why am I like that? But this just happened to me. This just happened to me.
I'll talk to Katrina about it. I don't know.
Talk to her about it. Yeah. She's going to be like, so treat it like your best friend. And you're like, I already am. Say less.
Literally.
No, okay, this just happened to me.
Okay.
On last week. I don't know. Okay, basically, it was like, we're trying to get the last bit of tax stuff done. Mm-hmm. And I had like done some number stuff, and I said, okay, basically, I do the numbers. Caleb does the spreadsheets. We're a team. I can't do a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm. Love a spreadsheet.
Yeah, so I can't do it, but I can get everything on the paper.
Yeah.
So I get it written down. He goes to the computer. He's doing it, and he sends an email through my work email.
Okay.
And I'm outside with the kids. Uh-huh. And he comes out there, and he said, are you going to Houston on Monday? I said, I don't think I am. And I didn't know what he meant by this. Like, are we going to Houston? Like, I thought, did you book a flight? Like, are we going on a trip? Like, yeah. I didn't know how to take it. And he said, there's an email in your work email from a hotel that you booked. And it was confirming that you're going to be there on Monday. And I said, what? I know. So I go in and I look at the email, and sure enough, it's like, you know, whatever. Looking forward to see you. Anyways, it was a hotel brand called Moxie.
Okay.
Looks super cute. Honestly, sounds like we're going. Like, I don't know. And so I look it up, and there's a phone number on there.
Yeah.
And it even says, like, the name of the person that booked it.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to say, because it wasn't their fault.
Was it somebody I know?
No.
It was a random person?
Random person. So there's a phone number on there. I call. And I said, they answer, hey, you know, whatever. Thanks for calling Moxie.
Moxie Lash.
I think.
Okay.
And they're like, how can I help you? You know, and I said, well, yeah, I need help. I've received an email that I have booked a hotel with you guys for Monday. And I indeed have not booked anything. And I don't plan on coming.
I will not be there.
And so anyway, the guy was like, okay, hang on. And I really think that he was just kind of like, this is above my pay grade. Let me get you on the phone with somebody else.
Yeah.
And so he gets on the phone with somebody else.
It's like,
and the guy's like, okay, it sounds like, you know, what's happened? You've gotten an email? And I was like, yeah, I got an email saying that I'm coming and staying there. Uh-huh. And I'm not coming to Houston on Monday.
Yeah.
And Houston,
we have a problem.
Yeah, I think I said that. And I was like, and I said, honestly,
oh my gosh,
I would love to come.
Yeah.
I actually, like, did somebody give
this? This is a surprise.
Is this a gift?
Yeah.
I'm receiving it.
Yeah.
You know?
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Receiving the gift.
And so anyway, I'm telling the guy, and he's just like laughing.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, he said, is this the email? And he like reads back the email, and he said, I think what happened is this other person has a similar last name to you. Mm. Like, it was one letter different. Oh. And he said, I actually know that my manager booked this yesterday, and they may have just done a typo in the email. And I was like, okay, well, I just, like, I wasn't sure if there was, like, fraud. Like,
yeah.
You know, did they charge my business card? Like,
yes.
Is this a write-off?
Can I write this off right now? Is what I really need to know.
Because I'm sending it to us.
I'm sending it to my accountant right now. Actually, just send me the invoice. Anyway.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
So, we end the conversation, and it was like, no, ma'am. He was like, you can tell your husband that, because I said, my husband's concerned, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, you can tell your husband that you are not coming to Houston. And I was like, no, I really do actually think I want to come and visit you guys. Yes. Tell me more. And I feel like this person, I think their name might have been Christina. I think that Christina was manifesting this for us.
Yeah.
And that's what I told him. That maybe someone was manifesting us going.
We needed to go to Houston.
And stay at this hotel. It looks really cute. Oh,
okay.
And it seems super affordable, actually.
R&D on that.
Yeah, it seems affordable. It could be the time of year, but.
Let me tell you, speaking of fraud.
Oh, gosh.
Let me tell you what happened to me last week.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
So one day last week, I'm going through, this is a business podcast.
Yeah.
So I was going through my credit card. We have like a business credit card.
Right.
Okay. And you know, you get the points and like all the things. Mm-hmm. So, and then we just pay it off every month. So I was looking at the business credit card and it was like a little higher than like what it typically would be. It would be mm-hmm. the statement.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I talked to Jake. I'm like, what is this? Mm-hmm. What is this?
Yeah.
What are we buying? Like, you know, what's happening?
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't know. So I just like start going through the statement.
A recurring conversation that you're having.
Yes. Okay. So I start going through the statement
mm-hmm.
and I find a charge.
Mm-hmm.
It was like $1,900.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, that's the one.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the problem.
That's her. And I'm like, I'm even texting Caleb. I'm like screenshotting. I'm like, what? Cause it was like,
yeah, what did you buy?
It was the memo in the, cause it tells you like a brief, like, synopsis of what it was
mm-hmm.
and it was like construction and I'm like, what is this?
Yeah,
what is this? Because it's, I mean, it's like
we don't do this.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't understand, like what do we do here?
Yeah.
And immediately I'm thinking the worst, you know, because that's what you do
mm-hmm.
And Jake, so I called Jake and I'm like, what is this? He's like, I don't know what that is. And I tell him the business name. I won't say it because, you know,
yeah,
whatever. But I'm like, what have you bought? And he's like, I don't know. I've never heard of that. I mm-hmm. don't even know what that is. Like, what card was it? And it was like the card that Caleb has. So mm-hmm. I sent it to Caleb. I'm like, what is this? He's like, I don't know what that is. He's like, I give you the receipt. Like, I think he was thinking he was in trouble.
And yeah.
I was like, no. Like, he was like, it's got
to
be.
And he's
like,
probably like so serious about that stuff.
He's like, it's got to be like fraud or something. So I'm like, I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I looked up the business name and it was in Hickory. So I was like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm spinning. So I call him.
As you do.
I'm like, hello. This is
you
me.
Become friends. No, you're not. Someone's stealing from me.
No, I was just like, you know, I have a charge. To my business from your company. And he says, which one of my companies? And I was like, sir, okay.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But I was like, I called, this is the number that was on the internet. Like, do you not know? Like, anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I'm bothering him. Like, I just called his home phone or something. And now I'm bothering. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So... And already, what's important to this story is that I've already looped Jake in on this.
Yeah. Is this a three-way call?
Like, I've already, no, it's not a three-way call, but I've looped him in on, like.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say I was blaming him, but I was like, what is this?
You're blaming him.
I wasn't blaming him. We were figuring it out. We were walking through it together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
But you already had an idea of what you were thinking.
So, the guy was like, what is your business? And I was like, directional drilling. He's like, well, we do construction.
You're like, I know.
I was like, I know you do. That's why I'm trying to figure this out. Like, A plus B is not equaling C. And he was like, okay, let me get in the office and I will, you know, look. I told him the amount it was and on the day. And he was like, I will look it up and I'll like let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
He calls me back.
And then?
Like 30 minutes later. And okay. He was like, I'm not going to say what it was for.
Okay.
But it was... I spent it. And I forgot. And I hadn't told Jake. It was like something specifically I wasn't going to tell Jake about. But now I've told on myself.
Was it like a gift?
No.
Why weren't you going to tell him? Because you're already like...
Okay, I don't know.
Let's not talk about it.
It's not even that big of a deal. I don't know how to say it other than to just say it.
I'm scared.
No, it's not that bad. Okay, so basically, when we sold our house, there was a thing that the guy that bought our house wanted us to fix.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you tracking with me?
Yeah.
And Jake was like, this is not our problem. Mm-hmm. You own this house now. Not our problem.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And yes.
Yeah.
But this guy's a little crazy town USA.
I feel like I'm going to be cutting this whole part out.
I don't think you do.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
So long story short, I quietly paid for it and didn't tell Jake.
Got it.
Yeah. And so.
So then you had to tell Jake.
Then I had to tell him. And then, because I had to tell him what it was. Because now I'd already made it this whole big deal.
Huge deal. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. And I was like, you know, I told you that. He was like, you did not. It was a whole thing.
You lied. You said you told him. You lied.
I didn't lie. I think I did tell him.
No. Yeah, you don't know. You didn't.
I might have told him.
Yeah.
I quietly paid for it and didn't tell Jake.
Got it.
Yeah. And so.
So then you had to tell Jake.
Then I had to tell him. And then, because I had to tell him what it was. Because now I'd already made it this whole big deal.
Huge deal. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows. And I was like, you know, I told you that. He was like, you did not. It was a whole thing.
You lied. You said you told him. You lied.
I didn't lie. I think I did tell him.
No. Yeah, you don't know. You didn't.
I might have told him.
Yeah. You told your therapist. You didn't tell him.
Everything I do is for in his best interest. And yeah. He doesn't have to know everything.
Yeah. He doesn't.
He doesn't have to know everything.
But you did make it about him.
But I did look at him accidentally.
And that's
kind of
how that happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, a lot of people asked about being business owners, and now you know.
Don't ask us! No, it was so funny, like, I felt like that was probably one of the most, like, sent-in topics.
Yeah.
For us to talk about, like, oh, how to run a business, how to run a business while also being a stay-at-home mom, which I had made, like, a reply to one of them, and I was so embarrassed by my own self, I couldn't even post it.
Yeah, we don't know.
Like, I was... It was so cringe, I couldn't post it. Like, yeah. I was like, I haven't showered. I have a kid crawling on, one kid crawling on me, one asking to play Barbies while simultaneously trying to finish the work that I need to finish. And it's not cute. Like, it's not a good look. Mm-mm. So I can't tell you how to do it. You just kind of have to do it. And I think...
Not to sway anyone from doing that.
No! No, here's the thing. I will say 100 times over, do it. But the thing is that not from the outside looking in, I think that people are like, they're doing that thing. Yeah. And
good.
And you are.
Yeah.
But like, it's not pretty.
It's not pretty. It's very stressful. Get you an accountant.
Even with that, it's still like, I would say like, from my perspective, having like a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old and maybe wanting to have more kids. And the whole point of the job that I do, because I before this, I did hair. And then before that, we were in missions. And so like coming back off the mission field and really just kind of being in this world of like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Like, I don't know where to go from here. MLMs, like just trying anything.
Yeah.
Getting back into like wedding makeup and stuff. The whole perspective that I had the whole time, because at this point I'd already had Ivy and I wanted to stay home with my kids, but we have to in my household, like if we do not have two incomes, it's hard. It's too much.
Yeah.
And that's not even living luxury. That's living regular.
Yeah.
Just regular. And, but I think for me, I always kind of keep my eye on like, I wanted to stay home with my kids and that's why I do the things that I do. And it's hard. And sometimes you're staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning and sometimes you're having stressful conversations with your spouse and sometimes you're doing things, but it's like, it was really just to be there for my kids.
Yeah.
This time's going to be over at some point. I'm not going to have my kids at home at some point, and I'm not going to get it back. Mm-hmm. And if that means that we're kind of like living the way that we're having to live right now, and it is stressful and it is hard and it's whatever, then like it's fine.
Yeah.
But I also, for me, needed to do some sort of something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. Like, yes, for the money, that's fine. But even outside of the money, having some sort of something outside of raising my kids and being here with my girls and like doing that, just having something personal and creative and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I needed that.
Yeah.
And not everybody does.
Yeah.
And then there's some people that we know that like cannot, they just, staying home with my kids is like so out of the question. It's not even about the money. It's just, I can't do that.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But that was just, if that's something that you want to do, I know that like you've talked about that. You've had friends that are like, okay, I'm going to have my kids stay home with me now, but they're also, you know, in their career and they don't want to go out of their career.
Right.
I don't blame you
for
not wanting to go out of your career for your kids. But you can do it. It's just really, it's not going to be easy. And that's, you'll have to navigate it.
But I think also, like, it is really rewarding and to, like, see something that you have built.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think we're both, like, baby business owners. Like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I think about, like, our grandpa who's had his business for over 50 years. And I think also, you know, that there's something to be said about that. Like, our grandfather has had his business for 50 years. Our dad has had, like, multiple businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something, like, really inspiring about that. And seeing the freedom in that.
Yeah.
And...
Well, I think, like, not to make it about mom, but, I mean, we heard mom for years and years and years talk about how much she hated her job.
She worked in a furniture factory for 30 years.
A very long time.
Yeah.
And she hated it. And...
Yeah.
And we heard her talk about that, and that was one thing for me that I, like, knew, like, whatever I do in my life, like, I'm not going to hate it. I'm not going to. Like, whatever it is. And so, whenever I had decided that I wanted to do hair, no one wanted me to do hair.
Yeah.
Mom was like, you're not going to do hair. Like, you're going to go to school, and you're going to get a four-year, and you're going to do this, and you're going to be a teacher. And I tried that. I dabbled.
Yeah.
It just wasn't for me, and it wasn't going to be for me, because I did want to do hair.
Yeah.
And I did that, and I loved it. And you can tell, because whenever you're in something that you really enjoy and you're thriving in that, you just, it's obvious, it's evident, like, it's clear. And then whenever, you know, God, like, called me out of that and called me into something else, that was evident and that was clear and that was what it was supposed to be. And that, you know, and so I think that, like, that was a huge impact of, like, just kind of knowing. And then now, watching mom now, I feel like she really thrives.
Yeah.
In that. Like, you can see.
She's passionate about
she's
it.
She's passionate about it.
Yeah.
She loves it. Yeah. She.
Even when she, like.
Even?
Even yes. when she's, like, frustrated with it.
You're always going to be frustrated with your business.
Yeah. That's just a fact.
At some point. Like, there's going to be something not gravy about it.
Yeah.
No
it's
matter,
not easy.
No matter what you
when
do.
When you're the boss and it's like everybody's looking at you, it's like when you're like the oldest in a room and everybody's like looking to you to be like,
yeah.
Okay, what do we do? So when you are like the boss and like there's no one to call to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, fix it.
Yeah.
You're the person that has to fix it. That's just always going to be hard. Like, when you are that person.
Mm-hmm.
And... yeah, there's nothing easy about that. But, no, I agree. Like, watching her, like, thrive in that. And, mm-hmm. I mean, Dad's always been, like, Dad's more like the idea guy.
Yeah.
Because it's always just, like, what's next, what's next, what's next.
Mm-hmm. This would be a good thing to do, or you should do this, or.
Yeah, and then he, like, has the knowledge to, like, bring it into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And. You know, and then that's he's really like, cool too.
Yeah.
And then he's like, all right.
You're doing a great job.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do the next thing now.
Yeah, yeah. No, literally. And yeah, so.
Yeah. No, yeah. But yeah, no, I don't. I mean, I guess we did have a little bit of us. But it does. It did kind of feel like in the people giving replies, it felt like.
Yeah.
People think that like.
We know
we know what to say. We don't.
No, I think like we're in, let's see, 2021, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so we're in our third year, and so still like so baby sized,
mm-hmm.
and learning things like just now. Like, you're always going to be learning something new and, mm-hmm. like, how to do things better. And I'm sure, like, mom and dad feel that same way. I'm sure Paul feels the same way, mm-hmm. like, 50 years in. Like,
yeah.
Because it's always adjusting and, like, learning how to do things better and more efficiently. And, like, you look back and will be like, oh, well, I should have done this differently. But then, like, taking that and doing better.
Yeah.
And not letting that stop you from continuing on, because it is easy when it's up to you to just be like, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Actually, like, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to do this anymore. But mm-hmm. just like continuing on and knowing that if you feel like it's something that like God has called you to, then he's also going to like lead you to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been moments like in our business where I'm like, okay, like I really feel like this is what God wanted us to do.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm not necessarily seeing like the provision at this moment,
mm-hmm.
but just also knowing like God called me to this thing and he's going to open the next door.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think, and like, sometimes it's hard to forget, because whenever you know that God asks you to start the business or asks you to do the thing, that, and you're like, okay, I'm not seeing the provision I thought that I was going to see
yeah.
at this time, but there still is provision in the fact that the business is there.
Yeah. Right.
Because it started from nothing.
Yeah.
You know? And so kind of having to go back to like, oh yeah, that was a thing that wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
That just happened.
Like a dream that we had or an idea
mm-hmm.
that...
I'm telling you, starting photography, like, for me personally, because Caleb was the one that was doing it, and, like, it was his creative thing, and I, like, just felt like I could never do that thing, because that's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, we were just sitting, it was, like, right after Christmas, our first Christmas back here, and I was like, we're so poor. Like, we're so, so poor. What are we going to do? And I'm like, I need to do something. And I just am like sitting there racking my brain, like, what can I do? Because yes, I could get into a salon, but then what does it look like? I need childcare, and like, am I going to have the childcare, and how are we going to do that? And like, what are Caleb's hours going to be? I don't know. Like, whatever, all this stuff. And like, I'm telling you, there are just like things that this was a thing for me. I don't know how to explain this, but basically like God gives you things, gifts or whatever, but it could be gifts or it could just be tangible things. And for me, it was a tangible thing saying, okay, you have this thing, just use that thing, start there. And before we left, or right around the time that we left Texas, our camera was not our camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Caleb, I said, let's buy a camera just in case we get there and like the job thing doesn't work out or like whatever. And like, we need a backup plan. Like, mm-hmm. this can be our backup plan, because
yeah.
we already had the business established like in Texas.
Right.
But like, I didn't know how to do it.
Right.
Sorry. I didn't know how to do it. Like, only yeah. he knew how to do it. Anyways, I'm like looking around my house. Like, what can I sell on Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah,
what
seriously.
Can I do? And I'm like, okay, we have this really nice camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look at Caleb and I said, well, we have that camera. What if you just like teach me how to use the camera? Like, what if?
Yeah.
And he was like, I mean, I think you can do it, you know, like, yeah, I'll teach you how to do it. And
yeah.
I think he wasn't thinking what I was thinking. Like, I'm thinking like, if I'm going to learn how to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it a thing. And yeah, I just like immediately right then texted like 3 people and was like, hey, can I do a photo shoot? Like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but can I like do family photos for you and just see what happens? And that literally started the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was just being like, okay, God, what do I have? And like, what can I do with that? The thing that you already gave me.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. That yeah. was a tangent. And I,
no, yeah. yeah. But no, that's inspiring. Like, I think that's a good like lesson. And like,
you know, that.
Start with what you have.
Yeah. Or even, or like, okay, or what you know.
Yeah.
Like, yes, sometimes it's something you have. Like, for us, it was like, okay,
your knowledge. You
know, like, we were in a season where Jake had been fired from his job. Mm-hmm. We were like, it was, so, like, looking back now.
Also, like, he had been out of town a lot. There was just, like, a lot that was, really needed to change.
No, there was so much that, like, led up to that, but, like, basically, Jake was in, like, a really toxic situation, work situation. He was working out of town, which was fine, but it wasn't ideal. And then that's...
It was hard on y'all.
It was so hard. Kinley was really small. And it was like, okay, it was already like, okay, this is not ideal. You know, we'd rather you be home. And then...
But what do you do when it's like, that is...
That's the only thing I know how to do.
And not even that, Jake. But, like, that's your...
Whole income.
Entire career. Like, that's... Yeah. And
that's all he had ever done.
Yeah.
That was his whole... That was our whole, like, income. That was all he had ever known how to do.
That is paying your bills.
Yes. And so we were just kind of doing that, but it was really, really hard. And we were just, like, praying about that and, like, okay, what's... How can we help this situation? And that it just got, like, increasingly, like, more and more toxic and, like, that's a story for another time. But then he ended up getting fired. And we were like, okay, God, this is kind of not what we meant. Like,
yeah.
This is not really what we were praying for. Like, this is not.
Yeah.
This is not helping right now.
Yeah.
And we were kind of in, like, there were definitely moments where we were like, okay, like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, why is this happening?
Because
mm-hmm. then there was months that followed that where we didn't know what to do. We mm-hmm. were just kind of like.
Yeah.
You know, where do we go from here? What's next? Like, going back into that situation was not an option. And we didn't really know what to do. But, like, Jake knew how to do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, he was like, this is all I know, like, this is all I know how to do. And, you know, just, like, prayerfully, like, okay, we don't want to, like, make the wrong move. Like, what does God want us to do? And so, like, literally months went by, and it was getting to the point where we were, like, we had, like, expended all of our money. Like, we were just, it was not good.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah.
I want to call it, like, the hardest season of our lives, but, like, season two came. And that proved to be a little bit harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it, at the time, it was, like, the hardest thing that we had walked through. And I think throughout Jake's whole career in doing that, we, like, kind of knew that someday we would have our own business doing that.
You just didn't know it was going to be right then.
We didn't know it was going to be right then. And it was just, it became very clear, like, this is what we needed to do. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have any equipment. We didn't have any, like, prospect for where the work was going to come from, but we just kind of, like, stepped out in, like, the faith of that. And as soon as, like, we took the first step in that direction, like, God just, like, really made it happen.
Yeah.
Which was, like, so, like,
amazing.
It just, like, literally fell into place, which was confirmation that that's what we needed to be doing. But I think that's, like, what, like, God does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, if you will just literally take one step out of the boat, mm-hmm. like, I'm gonna make it work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to pay taxes.
And then you gotta pay taxes. And you're still just like, thank you, Lord, for this business.
No. And that's taxes. Honestly, if you are a small business owner, if you're not, honestly, this podcast wasn't for you.
Yeah.
And you're not...
Yeah.
You're sitting there like, question mark? So, yeah. I just got $8,000 back.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But if you are someone who does know what we're talking about.
There goes Kinley on the harmonica.
Kinley's on the harmonica.
Noah's up from her nap.
Kinley's on the harmonica and everything's fun. And we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? What was I saying?
I have no idea.
Interesting.
I think we kind of said everything we needed to say about that.
I was going to say something that was
going to If you're really, a small business owner.
It was really going to bring it home.
If you're not.
That's where I went wrong.
Yeah.
I just kept on with my train of
thought. If you're a small business owner, you understand.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. I'm telling you, my brain sometimes.
Just say it before you forget.
Okay. Okay. So what I was going to say was, even walking through, like, obviously there's really great things about having a business, and there's really, really stressful things about having a business.
Yeah.
One of those stressful things is taxes and just making sure you don't go to prison. And I think that something that I have held on to in the last few days in facing
leading up to tax day,
mm-hmm. was, you know, none of this is mine.
Mm.
Like, the mm-hmm. money was never mine. None of this is anything that I did, or, like, God gave me a gift and God provided. And in the same way that, like, tithing is just, like, giving it back to God, like, I'm giving it back to the government.
Yeah.
but in all seriousness, yeah. it's like, I can be angry.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can be like, this was never mine to start with, and I'm just so thankful for the way that God provided for me this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you pay your taxes.
Yeah.
But that's really the mindset I'm trying to have, because it's easy to be angry.
Yeah.
Or not even angry, but just frustrated. Just
be like, man, like, why? Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I guess something that I would say to other small business owners is maybe try to think about it in that way, mm-hmm. of like, what a blessing. I had such a great year and God provided this for me, and mm-hmm. I'm gonna choose to be thankful rather than like angry or stressed.
Yeah. I love that perspective. Yeah,
that's what I'm really holding on to, that because the enemy would tell you, you're wasting your time because you're paying all this money back to the government. Mm-hmm. Like, this business is a waste of time. Go get a job at McDonald's. Because the enemy has told me that.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be waiting mm-hmm. tables at Teens and Deans. What are you doing?
Yeah. But by the way, they're not going to let us.
But they're not going to let us. We're not for hire. Like, no. They won't.
We're literally like, can you hire us? And they're like, well, I got somebody coming in to fill that application today. And yeah. I'm starting them. They're getting trained tonight. But yeah. No, not us.
Yeah, not us.
We're not on the roster.
We're not on the roster. And I think in large part because, like,
mm-hmm.
a hire from us would mean babysitting for teens.
Oh!
Shots hard.
Oh, okay. Okay,
but anyway.
Oh, Noah is so awake from her now.
But the enemy would tell you.
Oh my gosh, she's so mad.
You're wasting your time. You need to give up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it,
mm-hmm.
but that's not true, because like what God has given you to steward and has placed in your heart a passion or a thing that you're doing, you know, just meeting that with like gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our mental health moment.
That was good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And like, you can talk to your therapist about that.
Yeah.
And if you need a therapist, just DM me. I'll point you in a good direction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a good reminder.
We should be sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp, call us.
Yeah. And Moxie Hotels.
Moxie Hotels and Hilda Rand Accounting.
Absolutely.
Shout out Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so many people have looked her up already.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she probably wouldn't accept you because she's already stressed out by us.
Yeah. She's on vacation.
Call her this week.
Leave the lady alone. She's on vacation.
Yeah, she'll be back in the office next week.
Well, I did want to talk about one more thing, but we don't have time.
Okay.
And it's okay. We can talk about it later.
What was it?
It was about Morgan Wallen's baby mama.
What's wrong with his baby mama?
Nothing's wrong with her, but that I figured out that the whole chair saga.
Because his baby and mama got married.
Yeah, but did you see who she married? Look it up.
I saw it, but who is he?
No, I don't know who he is, but he looks kind of like Morgan Wallen, and I just feel like she has a top.
She probably does have a type.
No, I mean, she has a type, because I think that that's probably what's so frustrating to Morgan, is that basically she married him.
She married, like, Dollar Tree Morgan Wallen.
But, like, not him. I mean, he's cute.
Oh, no, he's cute. But, like,
He's but not like
Morgan Wallen.
When I
not to say Morgan Wallen is cute.
No. Because
if you saw Morgan Wallen at the gas station,
he's not my type.
No. But when you see him in his tight pants,
no, still.
And he's singing a song, and he's saying, "Last night we let the liquor talk."
No, I mean,
and you close your eyes, and you just like closed your eyes. You might could feel something.
Yeah. No, I mean, I enjoy his music, and I enjoyed the one concert that we did go to.
Oh, I did.
I had so much fun.
So much fun.
And sang at the top of my lungs. But, I mean, at the end of the day, not my type.
He's an alcoholic. And honestly, me and Jake talked about this. We're worried.
He needs, and he does need a therapist. And he's not in therapy, and we know it. He's not in therapy.
And, you know, like, he's been to jail a few times now.
Yeah. And like, I think he's making a joke out of it.
And, like, sometimes it is a joke if you go to jail. Sometimes, like, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah. Exactly. But
if you're throwing,
anyways,
you know, whatever.
Literally, all I wanted to talk about it, and we don't have time to talk about it in the depth that I wanted to. But basically, I had heard about it that he had thrown the chair off because of the baby mama.
Baby mama.
And so I had looked it up. Like, all I looked up was, who did baby mama marry or whatever.
Who did baby mama marry?
No, I Googled, who did Morgan Wallen's baby mama marry?
Wow.
Because I don't know her name.
What is her name?
Morgan Wallen's baby mama.
To me, that's her name.
I don't know her name.
Yeah, I don't know her name either. That's sad.
I know.
Sorry.
And, like, the baby's cute.
What's his name? Like, Indigo?
I don't know. That would add up. I don't know. What's her name?
Morgan didn't pick out that name.
No, he didn't. Hey, Siri. What's Morgan Wally? Hey, Siri. Oh, who is Morgan Wallen's baby mama?
No, what's Morgan Wallen's baby's name? Details of his relationships private, but is
now co-parenting with the woman who gave him a son. Katie. Her name is Katie Smith, and she and the Chase and You singer were once engaged.
Morgan Wallen baby name.
Listen, this says, the country singer has kept details of his relationship private, but is now co-parenting with the woman who gave him a son. Her name is Katie Smith, and she and the Chase and You singer were once engaged.
His name is Indigo.
Okay, well, her name's Katie.
KT.
Oh, this said Katie.
This says KT, like capital K, capital T.
Well, maybe that's what she goes by now.
KT.
But I think her given name is Katie.
His name...
Smith.
...is Indigo. What's his full name?
I gotta go get Ivy from school.
I know, but this is important.
It is important information. They're gonna be like, ma'am, were you not gonna come get your baby? And also, my other baby is, like, freaking out right now.
His name is... Indigo Wilder.
Indigo Wilder.
What's his last name? Do you think Wallen. His last name's Wallen? Or is it Smith?
I don't know. I don't know if Smith was her maiden name or what her new name
that's
is.
That's her maiden name.
Okay, I don't know what her new last name is.
Indigo. Let's talk about that.
Honestly, it's really none of our business. We don't have time. It's 11:47. I gotta go get Noah. I gotta get Ivy from school. I know it's screaming, but we can come back to this.
Put a semicolon on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be irrelevant next week, but who cares at this point?
We don't live by the world standards.
I wanted to know what you thought about it because I looked it up and I was like, oh my gosh, you basically married Morgan.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I've thought no thoughts about it.
Okay.
Other than the fact that...
Well, these are my disassociating thoughts. Okay. These are things I think about when I don't want to think about.
Well, I will say me and Jake had at least a 30-minute conversation yesterday about how Morgan Wallen's an alcoholic and we think he should get some help.
Okay. And that's on that.
And that's on that. And I think if you're not an alcoholic, then you probably don't throw chairs off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a disease.
It is.
And that's clearly why she didn't marry him. And that's clearly why they named their baby Indigo. He was drunk.
But if he keeps doing it, he's like really going to throw his career away and it's really sad. Or do you think that it's because he's a boy that it's fine? He can do whatever
he
wants.
It's fine. If he was a woman,
over. She'd canceled. We'd be reading mean tweets.
We'd be reading mean tweets. We'll go into that another day. Because I have lots to say about that. Put a semicolon on that.
Yeah, and we're not. We said we weren't going to talk about social media today.
I wasn't going to talk about social media.
I brought it up.
Oh, you send me tweets. Okay. Anyway, that was the tea.
That was the tea.
And it is a business podcast. So tell your friends to tell a friend that if you want to know how not to run a business, to watch this podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you need a good accountant, send us a DM.
Mm-hmm. We can hook
you
up.
Or a therapist. And also, I can be your therapist because I feel like I'm qualified now.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Subscribe.
Like.
Share.
Rate.
Review.
Follow.
Give us 5 stars.
Definitely.
And if you're not giving us 5 stars, just don't do it.
Don't even listen.
Do you know Bentley was going to give us 1 star that night? He didn't. I said, and I was like,
if you do that.
Listen here. This is not a joke and this is not funny.
This is serious.
This is my real life passion project and you will not give it 1 star. He didn't. But I told him he was going to be grounded if he did.
Duh!
He was like, you would really ground
that me. Yeah, that's grounds for grounding. Yeah. That's disrespectful.
So if you're not leaving 5 stars, just don't.
Yeah.
Or you're grounded.
Or you're grounded.
All right, have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
See you next week.